Decisions for all time. Relatives have a fair chance to live by their own industry. Do not spoil them by throwing responsibilities upon them, in the will that you make, that they know not how to manage. You are now making decisions for all time, in reference to the future good of the Lord's grand gospel missionary work, that even after you are dead, your entrusted means may be at work in carrying the message into new places, thus adding new territory to the Lord's kingdom. You must now, while alive, make diligent, faithful work, that after your death, gifts and offerings may come into the treasury of the cause of God. By making this provision, you express your interest in the work of God, which must be sustained and the standard of truth lifted in new places. Your treasure is loaned to you in trust and is the Lord's. Now, you are to select stewards of God to pass the same along. Your helping hand may be still in death, yet your works follow you through living, faithful stewards as your representatives, and you are thus fulfilling your appointed work. Said Christ to John, "Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." With Christ, everything was made subordinate to his Father's kingdom and the great, grand work of saving souls. Redemption was the key note. He left his royal throne, laid aside his royal crown, laid off his royal robe, and submitted to a life of humiliation. For your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And the same devotion, the same subjection of every social relation and endearment, is to be ever paramount in his disciples.